It takes a heap of living in a house to make it home, a heap of sun and shadow.
From the land of the sky, blue water,
The makers of Land O'Lakes Sweet Cream Butter present Edgar A. Guest with Eddie Howard. A bit of music, a bit of verse, a bit of common sense to make your next 15 minutes a bit brighter.
From the land of the sky, blue water.
Think of all the phrases that fall lightly from the lips of man. The very worst is that one, good enough. I tried to tell my boy years ago to beware of it, that unless he had given his very best to whatever the task was that day, it wasn't good enough. My son, beware of good enough. It isn't made of sterling stuff. It's something any man can do. It marks the many from the few. It has no merit to the eye. It's something any man can buy. Its name is but a sham and bluff. For it is never good enough. With good enough, the shirkers stop in every factory and shop. With good enough, the failures rest and lose to men who give their best. With good enough, the car breaks down and men fall short of high renown. My son, remember and be wise. In good enough, disaster lies. With good enough, have ships been wrecked, the forward march of armies checked, great buildings burned and fortunes lost. Nor can the world compute the cost in life and money it has paid, because at good enough men stayed. Who stops at good enough shall find success has left him far behind. There is no good enough that short of what you can do and you ought. The flaw which may escape the eye and temporarily get by shall weaken underneath the strain and wreck the ship or car or train. For this is true of men and stuff. Only the best is good enough.
I'll leave the sunshine to the flowers. I'll leave the springtime to the trees. And to the old folks, I'll leave the memories of a baby upon their knees. I'll leave the nighttime to the dreamers. I'll leave the songbirds to the blind. I'll leave the moon above to those in when I leave the world behind. When I leave the world behind.
Whenever we get to this part of the program, I always think Vinnie Pelletier ought to do it. On the other hand, wouldn't it be fine if we could get Eddie Howard to sing it? At that, there ought to be a good ballad in the thought of 100,000 American dairy farmers banded together under the name of Land O'Lakes to produce the best butter possible. Maybe someday we can get Eddie Howard, who wrote that popular song, Careless, to write another and call it Butterfingers. I'd give him the start for the lyric right now, and he can take it up from here. Now get this, Eddie. Land O'Lakes on chubby chin, where a smile o' gladness lingers, crumbs and smear from ear to ear, happy little butter fingers. There you are, Eddie. Go ahead and finish it. And don't forget to work something in it about Land O'Lakes butter being churned entirely of sweet cream. this next bit that I'm going to do is written for me and for nobody else. was written to remind me that because I wasn't gifted for the great goals, I should remember that I had strength and capacity for the lesser ones, and I ought to live up to that capacity. A little braver when the skies are gray, a little stronger when the road seems long, a little more patience through the day, and not so quick to magnify the wrong, a little kinder both of thought and deed, a little gentler with the old and weak, swifter to sense another's pressing need, and not so swift the hurtful phrase to speak. These are my goals, not flung beyond my power, not dreams of glory beautiful but vain, not the great heights where buds of genius flower, but simple splendors which I ought to gain. These I can do and be from day to day along the humble pathway where I plod, so that at last when I am called away, I need not make apologies to God.
Beyond the blue horizon waits a beautiful day. Goodbye to things that bore me. Joy is waiting for me. I see a new horizon. My life has only begun. Beyond the blue horizon lies a rising sun.
You know, someone said to me once, "There's no dessert tastes quite so good as fresh peach shortcake with plenty of sliced peaches and plenty of whipped cream on top." And I came back with, "Oh, yes, there is. It's fresh peach shortcake with plenty of Land O'Lakes sweet cream butter added." Yes, friends, I really meant it. Land O'Lakes sweet cream butter does make a whale of a difference in the taste and flavor of fresh peach shortcake, or any shortcake for that matter. And after all, why not? Land O'Lakes is so different from ordinary butter churned from sour cream. Only fresh, sweet cream is ever used in churning Land O'Lakes. Why, actually, it takes more than a quart of fresh, sweet whipping cream to make 1 pound of Land O'Lakes butter. And as that butter melts, you don't get any sharp, strong taste. Only the country fresh flavor of rich, sweet cream. That's why all foods with which it is used taste so much more appetizing. And once you try it, you'll never want to use any other butter. So when you shop at your grocer's, ask him for Land O'Lakes sweet cream butter. Look for the Indian girl on the package. It's your guarantee of finest quality butter.
Darn that dream I dream each night. You say you love me and you hold me tight, but when I awake, you're out of sight. Oh, darn that dream. Darn your lips and darn your eyes. They lift me high above the moonlit sky. Then I tumble out of paradise. Oh, darn that dream. Darn that one track mind of mine. It can't understand that you don't care. Just to change the mood I'm in, I'd welcome a night. All nightmare. bless it too. Without that dream, I never would have you. But it haunts me, and it won't come true. Oh, darling, that
people who know me, ladies and gentlemen, never think of me as being heroic or of heroic size even. Yet I have outlived many hazards, and I've had a lifetime of adventure. I've had hours packed with thrills, and times I thought I shouldn't live to tell you the tale, but here I am. I stood upon the coping of the tallest building known and tried to walk that dangerous ledge barefooted and alone. I started very bravely, then I turned to look behind and saw a demon coming of the most ferocious kind. He bade me get a move on, and I started in to run, and I slipped and lost my balance. And I felt that I was done. I had a wild encounter with a mad and awful beast. His eyes were bulged with malice, for he'd picked me for a feast. I tried to scream, but couldn't, and he growled a fearful note and gave one spring towards me, and his fangs sank in my throat. One gulp, and it was over. It was much too black to see, but I knew beyond all question that the end had come for me. I tumbled from an aeroplane and looped around and was 27 minutes on my journey to the ground. I bumped a dozen steeples on my perilous descent and left as many flagstaffs either snapped in two or bent. But when I woke in terror, I discovered with a sigh how much of real excitement lurks in mother's hot mince pie.
From the land of the sky blue water. Listening
to the poems of Edgar A. Guest and the songs of Eddie Howard. And remember, for extra freshness and flavor, for finest quality, buy Land O'Lakes sweet cream butter. Look for the Indian girl on the package. This is Vincent Pelletier speaking.
From the land of the sky,
now, four lines about the busy life of man. From burden to burden we go as the swift seasons pass. Done with shoveling the snow, man starts cutting the grass.